Welcome back to the Movie Draft House. I'm your host, Mark, joined by co-host Jeff.
Oh, back to school to prove to Daddy that I'm not a fool. I've got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school. Tell me, why?
Bro, that was pretty good. Did you just make that up?
You disappoint me on occasion, Mark, and I don't know of a time that I've been more disappointed than you now. I was about to tell you.
Oh, we're gonna get into disappointment this episode, right?
Yes, but I was singing the song that Billy Madison sings when he goes back to school.
Listen, you hold that film in higher regard than anybody else.
There's no excuse. You should know the back to school song from Billy Madison.
The back to school song. Why don't you pick Billy Madison's garbage we watched this week?
I was singing that on the way home. I was like, oh my gosh.
Anyways.
Should have picked Billy Madison.
It's a new month, which means we get a new theme. And we got new music. But before we get to the theme, we're going to plug some music. This month's music is brought to you by the band Speakeasy. They are an alternative band from St. Petersburg, Florida. And the song is called Enemy. And you can find their music wherever you get your music from. Catch the links in the show notes. Be sure to follow, like, subscribe to all of their stuff. They're doing really great things. We appreciate them allowing us to use their music on the podcast. All right, Jeff.
Hey, Mark. Back to school. So it's back to school month, ladies and gentlemen. We are watching movies that take place on or around a school. It's kind of general. Mark will probably find a way to muck it up somehow, but not me, friends.
Oh yeah,
we're
gonna start the month off bang. It's gonna be great. We're gonna Jeff. All of Jeff's picks are just wonderful. We love it when he picks films to fit the theme.
Yes, I always fit the theme. Now, so what happened was, I love Jamie Lee Curtis, right? So we watched Prom Night from 1980. It also stars Leslie Nielsen, directed by Paul Lynch.
The best thing this movie has going for it is the motherfucking movie poster, all right? The movie poster is dynamite.
Okay. It is a
probably
slasher.
In the podcast there is because the rest of this podcast is I'm gonna
jump
off the deep end. I'm gonna jump off the diving board into the deep end, and I'm gonna fucking break my neck because you picked the worst fucking movie we ever watched on this podcast.
Okay. That is false. Okay. As bad as you feel this is, Sils Maria is worse. Full stop.
Sils Maria was different. I don't know if it was worse.
It was worse. Try to sit down and watch these again. This is a brisk hour and a half.
What made you pick this movie other than Jamie Lee Curtis is in it?
Because it's supposedly, now I've never seen it, it's supposedly a classic slasher flick. I like slasher movies. It's a classic. It's Jamie Lee Curtis post Halloween. And I hear it mentioned a lot among other horror things. Like if you watch Scream, they talk about Prom Night, and figured it was a chance for me to fill a gap in my movie watching, and it fit the theme, which I think even you would have a hard time disagreeing with. It takes place at a school prom in 1979, I guess, because there's a lot of disco in this movie, which is some of the best things
it's the only thing going for it.
No. Okay, maybe. But no, there's two things at least that are positive in this film. Three. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, one.
Disco.
2.
Okay, you're on board with that. And possibly the mightiest unibrow to ever grace a cinema screen.
Wait, who's unibrow?
Like the guy in the cafeteria, he was wearing the ski mask when he beat up that guy.
Oh.
I don't know the character's name. He has just an epic unibrow. Like, I don't know any of these characters' names. Just
no, they're all 50 years old in this movie.
But also, we have Leslie Nielsen. So that's 4, because Leslie Nielsen is the man.
Yeah, but he's barely in this movie.
He is barely in the movie. And he's not Frank Drebin, and therefore, it gets points off for that. I'll point out something else that you probably liked. Nudity. You're usually on board with that.
I am on board with it, and I was surprised by the amount, and it's, I don't know if I'd even classify it as nudity.
Okay, I'm interested to see how you classify it.
I mean, it was a bunch of side boob, right?
No, there was full boob.
Wait, we got full boob?
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember the full
boob. You didn't watch the film. That's what it is. Or you watched the wrong prom night.
No, the other prom. If I had watched the other prom night, I probably would have enjoyed it better than this.
No, I haven't seen it, but I hear it's awful. I know you only like movies that are new, and that's your rating scale is based on the year it comes out. So you think the best Back to the Future is the third one. Your favorite Ghostbusters between 1 and 2 was 2, and you just. For no other reason than it's newer. And so I get it. This
and
is
better.
This I mean, movie is 1980, and therefore you think it's bad.
No, that's not why I think it's bad. I think it's bad is because it's boring. All right.
You thought it was boring?
Yes, this movie is off the rails snooze fest. All right.
Okay.
You told me you're watching a slasher flick. And I'm expecting, you know, people just to fall out left and right, dying. And
no, this is early slasher. This is, I mean, what came before this slasher was like Halloween and that's it. This is really early in the genre.
I was surprised about the amount of gore in this movie.
I was too, actually, because I really thought it was going to be more mild than this because it is so early. Because a lot of slasher flicks are just kind of, until you get to more like 2010s, everything just kind of feels like tamer. But this one, there's beheading, pretty good beheading. That was good, right? You like that?
I mean, the prosthetic was good.
Okay.
The best part of the movie is the disco scene. And
oh my gosh.
It's great. It's
really great. Like, I didn't expect it, right? So it's prom, okay? Imagine that. And Jamie Lee Curtis is got her new man, Nick McBride, who has got a head full of pubes and a killer suit. And so, like, the rival girl, the mean girl, comes in, and Jamie Lee Curtis is dancing with her dad, who's Frank Drebin, Leslie Nielsen. And she's like, okay, I got to go, Dad. She grabs her boyfriend and says, look, they're here. Let's show them what we can do. And then they just hit the floor and just epic disco dancing. And I wrote down, this is basically what accounts as a knife fight in the 80s or the late 70s is a disco dance. It's awesome.
You took notes for this movie?
That was the only note. Oh. Well, I take this podcast seriously. I don't sit there and then not watch the movie like you.
So, like, throughout the movie I'm watching, and I'm thinking, I'm like, damn. Jamie Lee Curtis is playing like a 17, 18-year-old.
Right.
And she looks like a 40-year-old.
No, well, okay.
Yeah, no, they do.
Not 40. 100%. 40 is
100%. Jamie Lee Curtis is a MILF and playing a teenager in this movie.
No. Okay, I'll find out how old she was, but she was not.
I think I looked it up. I think she was 27 or something.
Yeah, yeah, because she was born in 58.
She's old now.
Well, I love Jamie Lee Curtis, and she is really like good in the movie. I think
she's fine. Like no, but like the movie doesn't spend enough time with her. The opening, and I messaged you about this before. I was watching it. It's one of the worst opening scenes in the history of film. And maybe it's just a product of...
You didn't being, like the chant?
It's being a product of like a 70s film.
The killer is coming. What do they say?
I don't know, man. They're just a bunch of kids chanting at a girl and so they it's back like her into a corner.
Band is school. And the kids are playing what amounts to the darkest version of hide and go seek they could think of, where one of the kids is playing a killer. And I guess when you get tagged, you're the killer. And anyway, so this girl gets killed as these kids play this game at the school.
She falls out of a window, but is like it's shot like she's launched out of a window.
Well, yeah, she got yelled out of the window. The power of their vocals defenestrated her. So
defenestrate?
Yeah. Defenestrate.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm aboard.
Actually, yeah. They said I was binge watching Child's Play and I watched the Chucky TV show. It's awesome.
Oh, the Chucky TV show is really good.
Yeah. I like how it
is. It a second season?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming soon. Oh, October 5th. Yeah. But I like how it actually acknowledges all of its past. It's just like all of it, we're keeping it. Too bad if you don't like it, which I appreciate compared to other things.
And it's absurd but heartwarming as well.
It's a good show. It's I love it. But to get back at the topic at hand, I sent you a picture, a link in the Discord. Can you see that?
Let me pull it up.
It's a screenshot of one of the characters.
Let me,
dear God,
see this. Joy Thompson in Prom Night.
Yeah, you see that picture of her?
Yeah, I do. Looking okay.
Good. Looking good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, all right. Now.
Where are we going with that one?
I don't know. I liked her character, actually. So everybody's trying to get a date for the prom night. And so this Joy Taylor, who's, I believe, the actress's name, is this guy comes over. What does he call himself? Slick?
Slick.
So yeah, Slick comes over. He's a virgin, and he's got a badass conversion van, though. What'd you think of the van?
No, so when I was probably 8 or 9, I got I had a babysitter, and babysitter was a guy, not a guy. He wasn't a guy.
Okay, you're confusing me. You just said he wasn't a guy.
No. He was a male. He just wasn't a guy.
What the hell does that mean?
He was a teenager.
Okay. I never considered guy to be an adult word, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, he just turned 16 or whatever. I was like 9 or 10, and he was from down the street, and like his mom, and my mom knew each other, whatever. And I just knew him cause he had this conversion van.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, this is getting... And where it was the story going.
It was one of those real nice ones.
Like this guy's.
Yeah, but like this guy's is kind of like cool.
What was wrong? This van was cool. It was red on the inside. He had a love pad in the back. I don't understand the problem.
No, but this guy, this boy who babysat me.
With his creepy conversion van had a much better one. Okay.
He had a, like, the TV was up in the,
up in oh, the it top. Had a TV. You didn't say that.
No, it had it up at the top, and, like, I don't know where he got it, but he must have inherited somehow. But I remember every time he'd come over to, like, babysit me, like, we would go out to the van.
Oh, Lord.
He'd shut the doors and close the curtains to the windows.
Oh, God.
And we'd watch TV in the conversion van.
Whew.
But yeah, no, the guy's Slick in this movie.
Slick's awesome.
Yeah,
come on, you gotta like Slick.
No, right, he had a good, he's trying to get laid.
And he accomplishes it being awkward. That's what I like about him, right? He's got some confidence, but then like, so after, you know, he picks up a girl and they go to the prom together and they take off later and, you know, have a little coitus. And, you know, he's like, was it good? She's like, yeah. And then she says, like, it's my first time. And he just doesn't say anything. She goes, I can't remember how she, but anyway, but he's like a virgin or was anyway, you know. And the character appealed to me. You know, I thought he was a nice guy, even though he plays this like player Slick guy. I felt like those two made a good couple. And had they not get murdered in this next scene, they would have ended up together and had children and been happily ever after.
Her death is comical. But like his death, I was like, why doesn't he just like fucking speed off with this dude?
He sucks. Like, all right, as much as I like him, he blows it when it comes to getting away from the killer.
Like, he's like going slow as fuck, and then he like hits a hole in the earth and like he's bouncing around. And it's like, bro, just speed the
and
fuck
then
off, man.
He drives off a cliff. It's insane. Yeah. All right. He did blow it there at the end. Okay.
But now, his girlfriend got her head chopped off.
Yeah. Whatever, so. That made me sad. I liked her. She seemed nice. Did you clock who the killer was going to be?
No, man.
You know why I didn't either? His ass wasn't in the movie.
Right.
That's the problem. I hated that. Like, Scream 2, a lot of people really like Scream 2. And spoilers, Laurie Metcalf is one of the two killers in that. And she's barely in the movie. And then in Scream 3, the killer is barely in the movie. It like defeats the purpose of the sort of whodunit slasher.
Right.
And when they get to the killer, it's just some guy. Now it's like you find out it's the brother of the girl who died. Right. But he's not in the movie.
I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was either Laurie Strode. Jamie Lee Curtis's dad or mom. One of the two.
That did too. Not the Leslie Nielsen character. Who is the cop guy?
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe
it was going to be him for a minute. And because I was like, why is he investigating this so hard? Or why is he investigating this like serial killer?
Well,
because
there was like another killer that escaped. And then you find out, oh, we actually caught the killer. And so there's a second killer on the loose. And he wears this sparkly like ski mask. It glistens almost like he got some like soul glow on it from Coming to America. I don't know. It wasn't good. And it would have worked so much better to me, like, because they create a lot of red herrings, which as soon as I see the red herring, I know that's not them, you know, like, so they had this creepy janitor guy that's super cliche. Now, one thing that is like, I'm like, these things are cliche, but also this is a really early slasher. So they're not so cliche back then, you know? But they had the creepy janitor. They had mom, you know, like her mom. So I guess it was Lori's sister, right?
The
girl who died.
Yes.
And it was her brother that did the killing, who's not in the movie.
Right.
Okay. Like, where was he? The whole movie, he's not in it.
Right. And that's, so like when they pull the ski mask off him after he's dying, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
I know. When they pulled it off, I'm like, what? Like, there's supposed to be this huge... So there's a moment... So most of the time, I thought, it's Leslie Nielsen. I was just like, it's the only thing that makes sense. Like, he's not been around when the killer's around. He disappears. And
I would have been so much on board with Leslie Nielsen being the killer if that had been... I was ready for that.
It was nobody. It was absolutely no one. And it's... the whole point is for you to be guessing who it is. But when you have it be just someone who's like not in the movie, yeah, whatever. So there is this character with the most epic unibrow that Mark, again, didn't see. He missed the two biggest things in the movie, boobs and unibrow. And he like gets hired by the hot mean girl to like torment Jamie Lee Curtis's character and her boyfriend.
Oh, that guy? Yeah. The guy with the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see his unibrow? No. It went all the way across.
I didn't pay attention.
It was epic. He's a douchebag. I liked his character though, in that I hated him, right? He was a proper villain.
And I thought maybe for a minute he was going to be the killer.
I didn't think that just because it's too obvious, right?
Yeah, like, but like, we're talking about 1979, man.
So I thought Leslie Nielsen because that unibrow had a ski mask for some reason. He goes to bully someone in school. And he puts on a ski mask.
This motherfucker is smoking in school.
Literally smoking in the halls.
I was like, wait a minute.
And he looks like he's 40. And his unibrow is almost as bushy as the beard that he really doesn't have. But he definitely is a full-grown ass man. And he puts the ski mask on and assaults Nick, who broke up with the mean girl. And now that's why she wants revenge, because he broke it off with her because he likes Jamie Lee Curtis now. They make a great couple, by the way. I was rooting for them.
What'd you watch this movie on?
Peacock. If you get the choice between Peacock and Tubi, Peacock will front load all the ads, and then you can just watch the movie uncut from there on out.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's good. Peacock's good for movies. I like the characters.
What else? I don't know.
Did you have a favorite kill? Was there any moment where you're like, oh, any like?
Yeah, the guy that got the chick in the van. Her, but even though her death was kind of off screen, and then
the decap.
The beheading.
So what happens is they, all right. So the group of kids that were around when the little girl died are being offed one by one. Like, that's the whole thing that this killer is calling and whispering, "That's my kid." My favorites are the ones where they're like, whatever, and they hang up. Right. Like, it doesn't even phase them. You know, I actually really like that because that's realistic. You know, nobody even gets disturbed, like, whatever, click, and then they go about their day. And he's just like, and some just didn't even answer the phone. That's so realistic.
Who is the guy with his dad? He's walking out of their apartment or whatever.
Yeah. Was that Nick, maybe? Yeah, that was Nick.
I think it was Nick, yeah. Did he get killed?
No, he lived.
Oh, okay.
Because he was with Jamie Lee Curtis till the end. So, like, the final fight was the killer and Nick, and yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis was trying to fend him off at the same time when she realizes she sees into his eyes and realizes it's her brother. But, yeah, my favorite. So, Unibrow and his cronies captured Nick so he can't. Basically, Jamie Lee and Nick are prom queen and king. And so they capture and tape up Nick so he can't go on stage. And Unibrow throws the crown on because I guess he's got some sort of plan. But he made a mistake because Unibrow wasn't there when the girl was killed. But the killer is after Nick. But now he's replaced Nick. So the killer goes after him not knowing it's not Nick and gets flat out decapitated. It's pretty great.
And he rolls his head out to like the...
just the dance floor.
Yeah.
That dance floor is killer. So there's, along with the Nick and Jamie Lee dance, which I might watch again, just it's good. There's a scene where she goes in there before it's even started and she does a solo dance. It's pretty awesome.
And that's one thing the movie does establish from kind of the beginning is that Jamie Lee Curtis is a dancer.
So much disco. Like, I like
she's
the
like
right amount like of in, disco
in
this.
In an early scene, she's like dancing in a room by herself, and this other chick walks in, and they kind of have this mean girls.
That was the mean girl.
Yeah.
She's Jamie Lee is dating her ex, Nick.
Right, and so like. That, I mean, at least there was continuity there. Just it didn't just come out of anywhere. So I mean, I appreciated that. Why do you have Leslie? Why is Leslie Nielsen in this movie?
I don't know. And I mean, I don't know. I think this is the only time I've seen Leslie Nielsen in anything other than
outside
a slapstick comedy.
Gun. Right.
Well, I mean, I've seen him, of course, in Naked Gun. He's got another one called Wrongfully Accused, Spy Hard. He was in some of the scary movies. You know, he's always in those slapstick comedies. So seeing him in this and he doesn't do anything funny.
Right.
It's like a complete misuse of one of the great comedic geniuses.
But, well, the only character that's really even anywhere near comedic is the guy Slick.
Yeah, I like Slick. He's a good dude. I feel so bad for him though. Like everything was looking up. He's this.
He got laid before he died.
Well, yeah, that's good. But they were hitting it off, man. You know, he had a really good girlfriend.
No, it would have ended miserably.
Nah, I don't know.
She would have gone off to college, and he would have gotten a job working too many hours as manager of. Like,
damn, you have such a bad outlook. What happened to you? I was rooting for Slick. He's awesome. But, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. You missed that. There's a scene where, who was that? Was that the brother? So there's a scene where one of the girls that was a part of the group gets pulled aside by her boyfriend, who might be Jamie Lee's brother. But I'm not certain. This is a part of the problem with the movie. And he starts to smooch, and she's saying that she's going to give, like, before they go to it, she's talking with whether or not she's going to have sex with him. And she decides she will. And then they start making out, and then she's like, no, you know what? I can't do this yet. And he gets mad and walks off. And then that's where the boobs are, and that's when she gets murdered. You don't remember that?
I do remember. I don't remember seeing full boob.
Yeah. Your boob dar is way off.
Listen, man.
Listen, we're known for great dong dar here on Movie Draft House.
Yeah.
We always call them out. But you got to work on your boob dar. We're never going to reach number one in iTunes with this sort of half-assed boob dar.
Half-ass boob dar.
Yep.
Come find me when you got dongs in your movies, though.
Yep.
I'll find you if you got dongs in your movies.
Hey, you
got
to watch Universal Soldier Regeneration? I don't know. Anyway, what are we talking about? So, Mark, I guess this is... We often say this partway through. It's the shortest episode ever, but I think we've done it now.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. God, I hope so.
It wasn't
this movie was
bad.
Bro. No, okay, this movie was bad.
If you say it's bad, fine. You didn't enjoy it. I never really thought you would because it's old and that's really all it takes for you to disqualify a film. But watching it, I'm like, this isn't even that great of a slasher. And I like slasher movies. And then the lack of surprise with the reveal definitely left me thinking it could have been better. However, they did make a sequel.
Mm.
Anyway,
30 Days of Jamie Lee Curtis coming soon.
I could make it happen. I like Jamie Lee Curtis. Do you know who her mom is?
No.
Who is her mom is Janet Lee, who played Marion Crane in 1960s Psycho.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, do you recommend this film?
Fuck no, man.
God, you're so negative.
Ball-ass film, man.
It's okay. You honestly think this is worse than Sils Maria?
No, I didn't say it was worse. I just said it's different, but they're comparable.
Okay, I need you to make a decision then. Which of these two films is worse?
For sheer entertainment value, Sils Maria is worse.
Okay. Putting too many qualifiers.
All right. Okay.
I agree. Sils Maria is worse. This at least had kick-ass disco scenes. You pulled more positives out of this than we ever got out of Sils Maria.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, I also don't recommend it. There's better slashers out there. I mean, if you want Jamie Lee Curtis in a slasher, just go watch Halloween.
Why'd you ever decide to make this movie?
Because she was relatively unknown at the time.
Didn't Halloween come first?
Oh, yeah. But how many Scream Queens really get other... To be honest, she's probably one of the most successful Scream Queens. I mean, you look at from other movies, the final girls, how many of them actually have long careers? Like, Neve Campbell really hasn't done anything outside of Scream.
Jennifer Love Hewitt had a good run.
Had a brief run. But again, it's over. Like, Jamie Lee Curtis has been around since the 70s.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't consider her a final girl in Scream. I mean, she lives and survives, but that movie was all about Sidney Prescott, so.
Yeah.
And also, she was already famous before doing... I guess they both had sitcoms. Anyway. Well, Mark, I'm sorry you didn't like it. I'm also not surprised, but... Do you regret watching it?
I've never seen it. I can put this on the old bucket list, or check it off the old bucket list, and never entertain it ever again.
Nah, we're watching the disco scene again after this, because it is great. What's your favorite disco scene you've ever seen in a movie? I already know mine.
My brain wants me to say the John Travolta one in
Saturday Night Fever.
Or yeah,
Saturday I got a one. Better one, buddy.
I think. Yeah, I'll just go with that.
Okay, mine is another Leslie Nielsen film. It's Airplane, best disco scene bar none. Google it.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, that's all I can do to stretch this out. Yeah, you guys are probably relieved to have a shorter episode, but what the heck are we watching next week?
Next week we're watching World's Greatest Dad, starring Robin Williams. And I'm excited because you haven't seen it. I'm a big Robin Williams fan.
Oh, I love Robin Williams.
Right. So I'm excited for you to
watch
it.
Who doesn't like Robin Williams? Communists. You're right.
So, is that streaming anywhere?
It is on Prime.
Oh, nice. Look at that, man. Legitimate means.
Legitimate means, right where you should be.
The trailer for Prom Night's playing as the show the disco scene.
Oh, it's good. So, one thing that we didn't mention, so it has that late 70s, early 80s grain, and the flares that come off the lights just make me happy. Didn't that, like, when they're coming down the runway or whatever, and you know, the flares from the lights make triangles and they can walk? I don't know, it looked cool. I think it's a cool looking movie.
They make triangles.
I don't know, man. What the fuck? I didn't hate it as much as you did, but I don't. Like, the only thing that makes me really hate movies is being bored, and I just, this wasn't boring, so.
Well, once again, I want to shout out the music for the month, the band Speakeasy with the song Enemy. Make sure you hit the show notes for all their links. You can catch their music where you find your music. And if you want to throw some support and love at the podcast, you can find us on Twitter at Movie Draft House. Give us a follow, and you'll never miss a new episode that way.
Or you can subscribe in your favorite podcast app.
That's true.
Which is my preferred way to do it.
That's true. But if you want to let Jeff know that, hey man, we don't have to go down back to the
I'm going further
the dawn
back.
Of time.
I'm going further back.
Oh
One of these days, I'm making us watch a classic black and white film. I just got to figure out which one.
Thing, okay, man?
As what? There's, a classic no black and white?
Classic. Listen.
Like Casablanca, Psycho.
No, man, that movie fucking sucks. Psycho
what?
Sucks, all right?
You suck. How about that?
I listen to your podcast.
You know what else sucks? Right? Fucking Pulp Fiction. That's a big bag of horse shit right there. It's like got five stories in it, and not one of them's any good. Piece of shit.
I don't understand. Like, so, like, I got some followers on Twitter, and I follow other people on Twitter that, like, just rave about, oh, these old movies are so good. And, like, I watch them, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking
about? What
have
you watched?
Okay, Casablanca, one.
Okay.
Right. Entirely too long. Boring.
I've never seen it, so I don't know how classic it is. But I'll give you a classic that you have seen.
Okay.
Dial In for Murder.
Okay, yes. All right.
Hell yeah, is what you mean to say.
that is a very good movie. And I didn't say all old movies are bad. I'm just saying it's like...
You said it doesn't exist.
What
I said a classic black and white. You said it doesn't exist.
I don't know if I call Dial In for Murder a classic.
Dial In for Murder is a classic for one.
But I would call it a good film. It's just like... Film evolves, and
yes,
like,
but that doesn't mean that the old stuff sucks. Music evolves.
Most of the old stuff does suck.
No, it doesn't. There's good shit out there.
Most of it's bad.
No, you're incorrect. That's just wrong.
I don't believe I am.
No, but you are. It doesn't matter whether you believe or not. They're good old movies, and I pointed one out to you. Dial In. Older than Psycho.
Yes.
Still awesome.
Yes. Hitchcock's best film. I agree.
No. Have you seen North by Northwest?
Oh, man. I'm not going to
get off my nuts about it, because that movie kicks ass.
Anyways.
Do you like old movies? Well, then you can go to Mark and say, hey, dumb. Old movies are good, and you can do that over at I Heard You Liked on Twitter.
And you can tell Jeff that... Hey, man, I enjoy all the podcasts you do. Are you still doing 30 Days of Van Damme?
Because no,
it's been
done.
Like 45. But
no, it's. I did a little bonus episode because I binged the non-Van Damme kickboxer sequels, and I did a brief recap of those, and then I'm thinking at some point I'm going to watch the non-Van Damme Universal Soldiers. There's only two of those, thankfully. And maybe just kind of do a quick rundown just to complete those series. So I've seen them all.
To the bonus episode. And I was surprised to hear, because I'd never watched any of those movies, that the cousin from Step by Step is the star of those films.
Dude, he just plays the same. He's, right, you know, that bro-ish thing. Yeah, it doesn't change. And he's so... not believable, but after three movies, you're like, you know what? I kind of like this character. And then they just kill him in a newspaper article. It's ridiculous. And then he's replaced by the guy from Iron Chef. It's
Anyways,
bonkers.
You can follow Jeff on Twitter at Podcast by Jeff.
If you also like old movies, check out Spielberg Chronologically, where we're going through all of Spielberg's movies in order, as well as the back catalog of Hitchcock Chronologically, where I've reviewed every single Alfred Hitchcock film.
God bless you.
And most of them are trash, I admit that. Mm-hmm. But there are about 10, I would say, are absolutely good, and about five I would call great films.
Interesting. So catch us next week.
You ever seen Jaws?
I have seen Jaws, yeah.
Jaws is good.
Hey, what year did Jaws come out?
79? 78? I'll find out.
Yeah, but like, that's
75.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Like, suspenseful, just...
It kicks ass.
Like, I don't know who directed Prom Night, but...
Some guy.
Some
like, dude. It wasn't Spielberg.
Right, I know it wasn't Spielberg, and you can tell. But Paul Lynch, who the fuck is that guy? Nobody knows.
He directed Prom Night.
He also directed Xena Warrior Princess TV show.
So. And RoboCop. He directed RoboCop. Get out of here. Come on, RoboCop? You like RoboCop, right?
Some Star Trek Next Generation episodes.
Okay, bro. We're watching more old movies. You've convinced me. Oh, God, I'll take care of you. We'll watch some more old shit.
Why? Why? You have of all the film in the world, yes. You're going to pick some trash old movies?
Not trash. Good stuff. Like Prom
Night. You picked Prom Night.
Okay, fair. It was a miss. But you picked fucking Nine and Uncut Gems, which is shit. So, listen. And also, Sils Maria is newer, and it's trash.
Right, yes, correct.
So, no, I got to educate you because you're not going to watch it on your own. So, in order to know where you're going, you have to know where you've been. So, I'm gonna go even older now. You've challenged me.
Okay.
So, what's the oldest movie I've picked? Was it this?
It's probably this one. Yeah. Okay. This is the oldest movie we watched on the podcast, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I can go older.
I have no doubt. Anyways, we'll catch you on next week.